Honestly.
That's the new song from Pink. It's really good, isn't it? It's called Can We Pretend? And you're hearing it on D. So we've been giving away tickets to Carfest, which is happening very soon now. Just over a week it starts at Bolesworth. It's on Friday the 26th to Sunday the 28th of July. And to find out a little bit more about one particular aspect of Carfest, I'm very pleased to say I've got former Great British Bake Off winner Candice Brown on the phone. Hello, Candice.
Hello.
Great to speak to you.
And me too.
Also quite coincidental that I'm speaking to you today, because it was only a few days ago, and you might remember I put this on Twitter, I sampled an afternoon tea that you designed for the village at St David's in Eulow. We got one dropped off on Friday evening to us here at the radio station. It was all very yummy.
Amazing. It was good, was it?
Oh, yes. And what I didn't eat then, I took home for me tea. So
love that.
You're obviously doing stuff there. You're doing stuff all over the place. I guess as a sort of a Great British Bake Off winner, you're incredibly busy at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an incredible couple of years, and I'm sort of doing things I never kind of dreamed of doing, and have some amazing opportunities, and one of those was the collaboration with Village Hotel, my afternoon tea, and obviously Carfest, going into, I think this will be my third year with Carfest, so I feel very, very lucky.
Mm. Now, we know that one aspect of Carfest is called Car Feast, so
yeah.
Obviously that's a lot to do with food, so what can you tell us about that?
So they have an incredible stage, and they have some wonderful chefs and cooks, and then me, so I don't even feel like I can put myself among those, but yeah, some incredible chefs and cooks. I know various different people there this year, and me being one of them, and we get up on stage and we do some cooking demos and have a really good chat. So it's just my two favourite things, really, is chatting and cooking, and yeah, it's just one part of an incredible event. There really, really is. There really is something for everyone. And I mean, Chris Evans is an absolute joy. And he really, really knows how to put on a show. And in this case, Carfest is such a great event.
Well, he's really passionate about what he does.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, whatever he touches, he gives 110% and more to.
Absolutely.
And it's great that Carfest is about more than cars, because we've been talking about the amazing lineup of bands and musicians over the whole weekend.
Yeah.
But the food aspect really interests me as well, because, you know, food festivals are just growing in popularity all the time. And then there's programmes like Great British Bake Off, which are scoring a massive audience, you know, at a time of declining TV audiences, really. So what do you put it down to? Why are people so interested in food and baking and cooking and so on at the moment?
People have got to eat. You have to eat to survive.
That's true, but there seems to be more of an interest in making your own stuff rather than buying pre-packed.
Yeah, no, I think there's such a joy to food, and there can be such a joy. It's something that you can do kind of on your, you can do it on your own. It brings people together. It invokes memories. And actually, we're so lucky now that we are able to sample food from all over the globe on our doorstep almost. And Carfest, having that almost like their food festival within the festival, is a way of doing that. There's incredible sort of street food vans, and they have kind of like all the different samples you can sort of taste as you go around. You can buy incredible things as well as seeing your cars, and there's like a vintage fair, and there's stuff for the kids, and there's a the well-being centre, and things like that. So there really is something for everybody. But the food thing, that's the thing that excites me, and I think it's such an incredible thing that can bring people together. And it's something that, I don't know, you have a shared interest, whether you like eating or cooking or buying or just looking at it.
All of the above, yeah.
Well, exactly, me too. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it's just, I think we're very, very lucky in that food festivals are such a big part of culture now. But Carfest really kind of invokes everything all together.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to seeing you doing your thing down there. Have you been sort of into cooking and baking from you know, as young an age as you can remember?
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time with my nan and granddad growing up in Edmonton, where I'm from, and my nan was an incredible cook and incredible baker, and I spent a lot of my time just pretty much stuck to her. I mean, I absolutely adored her, and I think I put what I've learned, I like to think that I took that from her. One of the first things I remember is being given the cut-off of a pastry when you make jam tarts. Or those butterfly cakes, when you cut the top of the cakes, put some buttercream on and turn it upside down so they look like wings. And I think, for me, food just invokes so much for me, whether it's nostalgia or memories. And also a little bit of kind of therapy in a way. It's something I do to relax. It's something I do to take my mind off things. It's something I do when I'm happy, when I'm sad, or I'm just hungry. So it's a massive part for me.
Well, what a lovely early memory that is, you know, with the jam tart cutter and the, you know, the butterfly cakes and sharing that with your nan. I think that's wonderful. All right, Candice, well, thank you for speaking to us, and we'll look forward to seeing you down at Carfest in just over a week's time. We'll look for you in the Carfest area, of course. Thank you, Candice. Candice Brown, former winner of Great British Bake Off. See you at Carfest. And getting the